We were discussing the scenario with regard to Kriyas HaTorah. If the Kohen was not called up, didn't realize that the Kohen there was a Kohen, maybe came in a little late, and the Yisrael begins the Aliyah. So we basically said that in the event that the Aliyah already began, which was not just the very beginning of Baruch Hu, but also Baruch Atah Hashem, at that point, he would continue on. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that Aliyah would count among the, on Shabbos, the seven Aliyahs. This is the language of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Tov v'savur she'en shem kohen, person made a mistake, did not think there was a kohen present in Shul, v'karlu Yisrael, ol minyan shiva. Then we will say that that Aliyah counts and you can move forward. And since you made the mistake of not calling up the Kohen, he's right here, so maybe we think, call him now. No, v'achar Yisrael lo yal ha-Kohen. We're not going to call up the Kohen now because that would certainly cause more problems, as people would maybe think that he is not a Kohen or there's something wrong with his kahuna that he should not have been called up with the first Aliyah. So we would just get the Yisrael would just conclude that Aliyah, and the Kohen, unfortunately, because of our mistake or because he came late, would not get an Aliyah at all. Now, based on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the Piskei Tshuvos points out that it's Dafka Kishoya Betos V'Shogeg. The only time this law applies is, in fact, it was a mistake. However, im yadua she'esh shem kohen, you know that 100% there's this kohen over here, and b'mezid bitul mitzvah saseh v'kidashta, that you completely ignored him on purpose and did not call him up, and you violated this positive mitzvah. The holidays, according to all opinions, ein ha'yisro olo minyan zayin, even though the Torah was read, the Baal Kori was flawless, was perfect, doesn't make a difference. That does not count. Oh, not only that, elafilu you did kriyas a partial yafsu. You haven't fulfilled your obligation of the laning. B'sarach likra ol kohen. Therefore, we will now call up this kohen because he was on purpose slighted, ignored as though he didn't exist. The loss of likra mitchilas a partial. He will begin, and the Torah reading will start all the way from line 1. B'shabri yasa kohen, and if the kohen realizes what's going on over here, which is not a good thing, so he can do the following. He can get up, he could get up, and alos medas atzmo avarech, he can, without anyone calling on him, he can just get up and start the bracha. V'avshe Yisrael kvar birach bracha lefaneha yivarech acharav, even though you already heard an aliyah, someone already said, a non-Kohen, the God in Aliyah, doesn't make a difference. He can just go up right after he finishes and just start from scratch again. Ki birchas ha-Yisrael b'makam ha-Kohen b'zodon averahu v'ein onin acharav amein. Interesting. That once this person, this non-Kohen, was called up and we slighted the Kohen on purpose, that's considered to be an aver on our part, and even though we heard a bracha in its entirety, we are not allowed to answer amen to such a bracha. As we mentioned before, this is of course in the event that we did not consult the Kohen prior. Now, the minhag of our shul is that for various reasons, if there's orchim or chiyuvim, as we mentioned already a couple weeks back, there are certainly many, many opinions that one can be somach and rely upon, that we can ask the Kohen to leave the shul, so that these other people can get those extra aliyahs, can free up some aliyahs. And we also mentioned that in the event that he does not want to leave, he could be mochel, which is second best, even though some say that's sufficient. You can just say, it's okay, I'm just going to sit here, just call up someone else. And regardless, even if he would be adamant and had said, no, I want to be called, we said that for various reasons, if occasionally, and it's for a valid reason, as we just said, because you have a guest, you have a chiyuvim, then you can say, just as long as you call up someone and say, bimkom kohen, mechilas kohen, bimkom kohen, so at least you acknowledge that that kohen does exist. But these halachas that we just mentioned is a situation where you just completely slighted the kohen as though he wasn't there. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down the words of the Shulchan Aruch of not the situation where there was no Kohen. There was a Kohen, but there's no Levi. So we're very familiar with the next words of the Shulchan Aruch, which is what we do in the event that there's no Levi in the Shul. Im ein Levi beveis achneses, Kohen Shekar Rishon Mivarech Shenis B'Mokom Levi, that the Kohen will get not only the first Aliyah, but also the second. It's interesting that we should note that even though we don't paskin like this, but just as an academic exercise, not everyone agrees to this opinion. For example, it's brought down in the Kohitz on the opinion of the, brought down by the Rambam, that it's better, it's good, that we could have this Kohen get the second Aliyah. However, she'achar bracha achrona shel Aliyah hashniya, after he concludes the second Aliyah, because it's kind of interesting, we allow it, but the reality is, you hear him saying the exact same bracha back to back, one after the other, Yomer HaKohen Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Bo'ed. You should say this, which is what we typically say when it comes to saying a bracha which is not necessary. Ki yesh, because there are those opinions that hold the Kohen Ha'ola B'Mokom Levi Einim Mavarach Ela Pamachas Lifaneh Le'Acharel. There are those opinions that hold that you should only say in the event that there is no Levi, he'll get the first. We'll go through both Aliyahs, and then he'll conclude at the end. For him to conclude and start all over again, not everyone holds. And therefore, it's brought down, based on the words of the Rambam, that you should, the Kohen, at the end of the second Aliyah, say Baruch Shem Kavod. Not only that, it's an interesting custom that was brought down by the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik held that in the event in his shul where there was a Kohen, but there was no Levi, because he was concerned of the issues of saying a bracha, which may not be necessary, he would, in that event, tell the Kohen also to leave the shul, so that he would not have to get involved in this whole dispute of whether or not the Kohen should get two Aliyahs and say additional brachos, which maybe he should not do. So, but nonetheless, as we'll conclude, he says as follows, the Chol Gdoli HaPoskim, according to basically everyone, they hold Shakoin Ola Pamayim, that unlike the words of the Maram Shik, who's so concerned of this, we will certainly allow the Kohen, in the event that there is no Levi present, we will allow the Kohen to get both Aliyahs. V'ein Omer Acharkach Baruch Shem, we're not going to require him either to say this sentence of Baruch Shem, which would give the impression that we would hold that it is some type of a bracha, which is not necessary. V'ein Kedai Levato Mitzvah Saseh Kidashto V'lomel Kohen Lotzeis Ekev Chashash Hanal. He says that maybe we should be strict and we should hold like the Maram Shik. Because of this concern, we'll have the Kohen leave. That's true. But by having the Kohen leave, we're doing something else. The other issue of slighting the Kohen and their right, which is given to them by the Torah itself, and the breaking of a positive mitzvah of sanctifying the Kohen. And therefore, because of this, we will always call the Kohen, even though that there is no Levi. However, he concludes, El Imkin, Yesh Orchim Ochiyuvim, in that case, if there would be guests, or some chiyuv, or some valid reason, then we will do, as we said before, that we would ask the Kohen to step out for that particular day.